powerful typhoons in the Philippines give rise to ministry opportunities. Rising violence against Christians in Ethiopia alarms a mission group, and a ministry gets ready to launch their 18th annual Christmas party in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are on their way to typhoon-hit Philippines. The latest one is Typhoon Durian. Its 150-mile-an-hour winds and torrential rains cause mudslides, wiping out entire villages. President of Operation Blessing International, Bill Horan, says the hardest-hit area is near the Mayan volcano southeast of Manila.
There are hundreds of deaths reported from mudslides. To make matters even worse, the torrential rain has caused these mudslides in the mountains there. And evidently, there's a lot of large boulders that came down with the mud, and there's boulders blocking the highway, so there's no road access whatsoever.
OBI is responding with food and medicine, which could have spiritual implications.
All of our staff and volunteers are Christians, and so even when we're serving Muslim people, that serves well. And not just from the standpoint of witnessing, but just demonstrating Christian compassion and action.
Funding is needed. Elsewhere, a 300-strong Muslim mob recently murdered six Christians in Ethiopia's Agaro province. Glenn Penner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says it's not an isolated incident. They're into a very dangerous situation in Western Ethiopia today, as defined by the rise in violence against Christians.
We're having situations where young Christians are being said, "You will convert or die." These are things that we did not find in Ethiopia even a year ago. We would see violence, we would see beatings, we would see churches burned down, but we weren't seeing people getting killed as much.
Penner says the oppression is getting more severe as evangelicals find themselves pressed between Muslims and the Orthodox Church.
This is taking place in very remote parts of Ethiopia. Sometimes it's taking up to a couple weeks for us to get any sort of reports out. To provide assistance to these Christians is very difficult, it's very dangerous. Thankfully, we do have staff in the country who are Ethiopians. They're able to go into the community.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Sat7 is gearing up to launch a new channel to counteract the violence influencing today's generation of Arab children. Team members see the importance of reaching young people with the hope of Christ. The resulting project is called Sat7 Kids. They're hoping to launch it by September 2007. They're also hoping to raise enough money to launch a separate channel in the next few weeks for their Persian and Turkish broadcasts, which includes a large number of programs for children. Next, political correctness has invaded Christmas in the United States. Stores post signs that say Happy Holidays, Season Greetings, or even Peace on Earth. However, the American Tract Society says Jesus is the reason for the season, and they're doing something to promote that fact. ATS's Fern Knable.
We have this little business-sized card, and on one side it says Merry Christmas and a scripture verse, a Savior has been born. And you flip it over, and it has the Happy Holidays, like with a no sign in front of it, and a www address which says keepmerrychristmas.com.
That website presents the true meaning of Christmas, the gospel. Knable says this card allows the most timid Christians to be a witness this Christmas.
It's so easy for you to have these in your pocket or your purse, your backpack or your sports bag, and just at those times, anytime you would normally say Merry Christmas, hand this card, and I promise you the Holy Spirit is going to work.
And for Haiti with Love is getting things ready for their 18th annual Christmas party in Haiti. It's a special celebration of Messiah's birth for and with the poor of Capation, and is regarded as the social event of the year. Attendees are fed a meal with a special treat at the end. Throughout the party, the meaning of Christmas and the full gospel is shared repeatedly in songs and stories. The last shipment of supplies will get sent to Capation on December 15th. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.